on today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you got an email about financial troubles in Britain, and we'll talk about...
It's the whole world banking thing.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to talk about Britain because they're taking over their banks, nationalizing banks in Britain. We'll get to that. But your calls are primary. So we'll start with, I believe, Annie is on the line in Texas. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Annie. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say how much I love the show, and I'm so glad that y'all do it.
All right.
We listen to it every night, me and my husband.
Well, somebody had to do it. Might as well be us. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the Free State Project. We were kind of thinking about moving to New Hampshire. And we were also wondering about what plans y'all have about making it through this depression, recession, or whatever, and getting away from the federal government in general. Like, canning food, gardening, yeah. That kind of thing. Sustainability, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I've been sort of thinking about the idea of storing some food, but I don't really know much about it. I haven't really looked into it. I have some ammo and some gold and silver, so hopefully that will come help me out if there's some sort of dire situation.
Yeah, let's just sort of investigate all our apocalyptic dreams and things like that, all our fantasies about what would happen if the end came, my friends. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people in the Free State Project are very excited about this stuff. I, for one, am starting a garden, and quite a big one. I've got 11 acres, so when I say garden, I'm going to be able to eat quite a few vegetables out of it. And so go ahead.
I don't know if that answers
your question. No, I was just saying, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that was a fairly big question. I mean, you started with a question about the Free State Project. What was that again? You were just wondering.
Like, if there's anything that the project itself is doing towards that sort of thing, like, so that they're...
No. Let me clarify something. Let me clarify an important point about what the Free State Project is. The Free State Project is really nothing more than an organization promoting an idea. And the idea is to move as many liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire as possible, have them get active... and become essentially activists for liberty in whatever ways they think is most appropriate. That's all the Free State Project exists for. It does not do anything else. I mean, yes, they organize the Liberty Forum. Yes, they organize Porcupine Freedom Festival. But the purpose of those two events is to promote the Free State Project and the idea of moving as many activists here as possible. So amongst all of those activists...
But once they get here, many of them have found that that's the sort of direction they want to go. And that's really a big issue as far as locally grown and all that organic stuff. Around here, that's a huge issue, in at least in the Keene area. I don't know anywhere else in New Hampshire.
So does that answer your question?
I mean, I just thought it goes hand in hand, you know, with like alternative currencies and bartering and just trying to get away from needing their help and just more towards community.
You know, as a guy who lived in New Hampshire and saw when they selected New Hampshire as the Free State Project state, the destination for people to come, I gave it some thought. And there are a number of vectors that come into your thought process here. And one of them is, okay, we're going to get more people congregating in a similar area. So people will be helping each other. People will be trying to affect things politically. People will be protesting, as we've heard many times on Free Talk Live. You have these various facets of the Free State Project movement. In addition to that, you say, okay, if things start to get very, very oppressive on the federal level, and I think we've reached that point a long time ago, what sort of action can we take to seed ourselves away from, as Ian might say, personal secession, state secession, other types of things? Those are all right now very thrown up in the air, and you know, it's up to your own sort of thinking. As we gather more people here into the state, I think certain things will become manifest, and there will be certain natural outgrowths from people congregating with each other. We may see more conflict with police. We may see changes in policy on the state level. We may see media recognition. And we're already seeing some of it. Right. I mean, I would love to imagine to hear a number of years down the line the state of New Hampshire is talking about secession. Those types of things seem like pie-in-the-sky ideas. But at least when you get closer, you get here.
It all becomes tangible. I mean, I can say that from my experience, having only been here for 2 years and having seen the amount of activism increase just over the time that I've been here, I've been blown away by, for instance, the amount of people that we had turn out at the federal trials for Kat Canning and Lauren Canario recently was probably over twice what it would have been just a year ago. And we were brainstorming today at lunch after we'd gone to the college to do a little bit of outreach, which is something that had never happened before. So we're seeing activism happen that has never happened before. And we also have already got all these ideas that are sort of brewing that we don't have enough people to do yet. Like one of the ideas that somebody suggested was, or it just came, I don't even remember how it came about, but somebody suggested going to the courtrooms in these various different areas on a regular basis. So instead of actually only showing up when one of our people is under attack, having a crew of people go to these arraignments and go to these trials and sit down on for the judges and essentially do outreach in the courtroom to the people that are there, really take that court thing to the next step. So there are a lot of next steps that could be taken, but we need more people here to organize and to put those things together.
What I'm hearing from Annie here is her interest in sort of agorism, independence from the federal government, any sort of government.
There's a lot of that up here.
There's a great deal of it. When you think about people trading in gold and silver, that's cutting out the Federal Reserve and that kind of thing. But people are trading. My wife is kind of doing business with Dawn Lincoln, who's ran for state house here recently. You know, she's got an organic garden and they're trading back and forth and that kind of thing. So there's a great deal of that kind of sustainability and agorism going on here. And you don't have to get into the fire. You don't have to get in the crosshairs of some FBI sniper in order to do it. Is all you have to do is get up here, get a little patch of land and hang out with the rest of them that are doing it. And
I think you're right.
I think there's a lot of people here, I think, that are interested in the idea of secession.
I think also, Annie, the more people who come up here, I don't know what sort of careers you and your husband or fiance, is it husband that you have?
It's my husband.
Yes. I don't know what sort of line of work you do, but I'm noticing already with certain people here, our friend Jason Osborne, and his brother, his father at SACL CAI, business opportunities are starting to arise because of the interaction of Free Staters. Free Staters are starting to do things in business with other Free Staters.
They tend to be preferential in that way.
Yes, and I particularly like that because I've seen the Republican Party become a rhino of oppressive, insular and interbred party here in the state of New Hampshire. And to think that and what it has been basically is the growth of Republican businessmen and women who now use government for their advantage. Imagine a lot of people who were Free State Project minded who retained the principles if they decided to get involved in government, but they've got the strength of their businesses to help back them up. That becomes very, very key as they get more involved in their towns if they want to, running for local offices, trying to pare things down. As more of the more radical side, more of the protest side, people get involved with colleges and recruit kids to perhaps turn out at the courtrooms. I think you'll see a lot of things growing up on
every
side.
And it's not just those two sides. You're also going to see other market-based activism start to bubble up. I mean, we've been talking about how it would be great to have some sort of competition for various different government areas, but somebody purported over on the Free Keen Forum today a really great idea, which is to essentially support those police officers that would have the courage to essentially stand up and say, no more. I will no longer enforce laws that are that don't involve a victim. I will no longer be writing speeding tickets. I will no longer be arresting people for marijuana. I will no longer be doing anything that doesn't involve a victim. And to put themselves back into a peace officer role, and in order to help support those guys, if we can actually convince one of them to do it, you know, collect some money on a monthly basis or something and send them a little token of appreciation. If they become under attack.
I don't think you can do that.
If they become under attack, I can send anybody money if I want to. If they become under attack by their administrators for not following orders, that we could come to their defense and rally and, you know, ring the phones of the administration off the hook. There could be all kinds of things that could be done that we just haven't done yet. I know we've been talking like crazy. I'm going to hang on to you here. If you've got more comments, we're going to bring you back here, Annie. More with you and your calls as okay. well. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. 800-259-9231. I'd also like to ask Annie what it'll take to get her to sign up for the Free State Project tonight. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. line. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, and they prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, now you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at internobs.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing here, Annie had called in from Texas, considering moving as part of the Free State Project, had a few questions, wanted to make sure we'd satisfactorily answered them for you at this point. Annie, go ahead.
Yes. I had one more question. I was just thinking that the Free State Project kind of puts itself out there, and I was wondering if y'all aren't worried about, like, another Waco situation. You know what I mean? Like, them being intimidated by you and
they are
what
intimidated.
You're doing.
I will tell you this. They are intimidated. We were in the trial for Lauren Canario recently, and the prosecutor was begging the judge for the maximum sentence so he could send a message to the rest of the what he called the New Hampshire underground.
The maximum sentence was 30 days instead of 15.
And so they wanted to send a message, and to me that says that they're quite frightened of what we're doing here. However, as far as it being a Waco-style response, that's not possible because there is no Waco style place. There's
no
compound with a bunch of Free Staters living on it. You've got what are essentially several hundred people that have moved here at this point that are living all across the state in all manner of different living situations. So the answer to that is absolutely not. I don't expect that to happen because nobody here is really agitating violence either. Not that Koresh was necessarily agitating violence, but things are a little bit different today than they were back in the mid-90s. And if something like that were to, even if there were to be sort of a showdown situation, which there was actually, was last year when the Ed and Elaine Brown household decided to stop.
They weren't Free Staters.
They were not Free Staters, but they were supported by a number of Free State Project members. And the fact that Ed and Elaine Brown managed to hold out for almost an entire year in their own home as they were being visited by countless people that wanted to come up and visit them, the whole entire situation was there for all to see across the internet. But even Ed and Elaine Brown were fairly isolated because they were up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where there was virtually no cell phone coverage. The internet was dial-up. And so even despite all of those restrictions, Ed and Elaine Brown had a tremendous well of support show up, and literally some people were camping out at their home. They were throwing parties. They were throwing concerts. This is not something that ever would have happened on the Waco compound back in 1994.
Yeah, right.
So even if something like that were to occur, it would play out completely differently than before because we have so much information at our fingertips. And again, Ed was a crazy kook, and he did brandish weapons around. So even despite all of that, it turned out, well, they got arrested, but it could have been worse.
I think
but
the authorities took a lot more time. They were a lot more careful because they knew there was a lot more attention on them, and that around here there are other forces that would respond, and they didn't want any sort of
They were very cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah,
so we're not too concerned. If we were concerned, we'd probably be cowering in our former basements of our former locations. Of course, there weren't any basements in Florida, but cowering in our back rooms and waiting for the end to come. But we're here because we're ready to stand up for freedom, and we're not too frightened of what the consequences
might
be.
I don't think you're going to see anything like that.
No, I don't think so either, and especially as more people start to come here and the ideas become more and more popular. I mean, if they're going to do something like that, they should have done it like a couple years ago, but they haven't done anything yet in that way, so I'm not too concerned. So what would it take to get you to sign up tonight?
Well, we're really seriously considering it. We have a few loose ends to tie up, and I have a 7-month-old daughter, and so it's a little bit harder to move around with her.
Sure.
But we're in the process of figuring out what we want to do, and New Hampshire is, like, at the top of the list.
Matt, might I make a suggestion? As soon as you figure out what you want to do, go ahead and sign up for the Free State Project, because it's just a statement of intent. You don't have to have your loose ends tied first. You can sign up for the Free State Project and become a signer, which essentially says that you intend to move XYZ, and you can put different parameters on your intent to move. But that doesn't say I'm going to move tomorrow. It says we intend to move, and you put all the parameters on. Then you can start tying up your loose ends and get here to New Hampshire. Look forward to seeing you, and thanks, Annie, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
It's kind of like buying a ticket to Hawaii, too. You know, you think about your vacation that's coming up. You're sort of living, you know, buying the ticket makes it tangible, makes it real. You're living into the future of my Hawaiian vacation. And so
you got to make it happen.
Yeah, that's kind of what signing up for the Free State Project's about.
And, you know, I was thinking, guys, one of the things that strikes me about this is that, you know, there are a lot of resources, freedom-oriented resources in every state. But here in New Hampshire, as more Free Staters have come, all of these things have grown, whether it's in the Keene area or you have people like Dennis Goddard and Irina up in the Concord area, people in Manchester gathering out on the seacoast. They've been doing things. So, you know, regardless, if you can't picture these things in your mind because you're outside the state of New Hampshire, we're starting to see that there are a lot of great intellectual and inventive resources that are coming to New Hampshire. There'll probably be a new think tank starting up here. It's really it's going to be a real locus, a real center, I think, for not only individualist movements, but individualist scholarship and intellectual camaraderie.
Yeah, and it's also kind of fun being in on the ground floor. I mean, you can be here in the beginning and sort of get settled and become one of the old school Granite Staters instead of one of the newbies that finds out about it 5 years later after we've already created all these wonderful networking opportunities and groups and things like that. And it is really neat watching it all spring up and watching all the brainstorming happen and the synergy that results from all of these like-minded people actually getting together in the same place and taking their conversations off internet message forums where they're living hundreds of miles away from one another. And they're actually, you can actually go down to the bar at the end of the week and hang out with 15 people because there's just that many people around that will come and hang out and talk about freedom or whatever else you want to discuss. It's really an amazing
group of people. You had 25 this weekend, didn't you?
No, we weren't. That was last weekend. Okay. It fluctuates.
You know, and I think that if this liberty message works, if it's the right message, and I believe that and you know, if we manage to get enough people to move, and I'm relatively certain that that's what's going to happen. I think that things are happening here already. From my point of view, liberty works, and the Free State Project is working. So I think there's going to be a certain amount of bragging rights at some point in life to be able to say, yeah, I'm one of the first 1,000.
Yeah, we were there. Absolutely. I agree with you. Let's go to Dan, who is in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan?
Hey, you guys should not forget about the fact that there was a pretty strong liberty contingent already here before the Free State Project was started.
I hope I didn't make it seem like that. That's one of the reasons that New Hampshire was picked.
It was strong, but honestly, Dan, it was losing ground.
Well, yeah, because they had a lot of Massachusetts people moving up. But some of those Massachusetts people, like myself, were actually moving up here because of the liberty nature, you know, the lesser taxes. I mean, this is the only state in the union that does not have either a income or a sales tax. So, I mean, that's...
Hang on, Dan. We're going to bring you back. More with Dan here in moments. I think the music scared him a bit. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with Dan on the line in New Hampshire. We were talking about the Free State Project with Annie, and Dan had a great point to make, and that is that New Hampshire already had a very liberty-oriented kind of culture. But as I pointed out, the liberty people in New Hampshire had been losing ground prior to the genesis of the Free State Project. And, Gardner, I mean, you've been here here. You've seen it happen. As Dan pointed out, these people from Massachusetts moving in, some of them who want to live more free, but the rest of them who want to sort of copy Massachusetts up to New Hampshire, they were outnumbering the liberty activists here. But what I have seen from my 2 years of living here, at least out here in the Keene area, is that the liberty activism on the part of the Free State Project members has energized some what had been dormant liberty activists that were New Hampshire natives. And I would say that some of the best activists that we have out in this area are New Hampshire natives. Toby and Nick on Free Minds TV, New Hampshire natives. Some of our guys at there's a new guy at the Keene State College. He is a New Hampshire native. He was out at our protest today. We went out to, I guess, Howard Dean was speaking at the college there. And we all came out with signs and held them up in the windows outside because it was a windowed-in room that he was speaking in, so all the audience could see the signs, handed out a bunch of flyers to people. Again, one of those guys was a New Hampshire native, and we've just been uncovering all of these great activists that up until the Free State Project had been completely dormant and hadn't done anything. So I think that's been, to me, that's been the most important effect, is that bringing these New Hampshire natives to the world of activism, maybe, or bringing them back, depending on who they are, but bringing them into the world of activism is, I think, great, because then it can't be, you know, we can't be accused of being, oh, it's just those free staters, they're coming in here doing all this stuff. Well, no, it's not just the free staters.
It's like Rocky, what was it, Rocky 4, Rocky 3 or whatever, when Apollo Creed came back and gave Rocky his support. Rocky was down and Burgess Meredith was like, come on, Rock, get back in there, you know, and Apollo came out and said, yeah, man, thumbs up, and it gives the power back.
So, Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I agree that we have gotten energized by you all moving in here, and I thank you very much for that. We were underground. We were definitely not terribly active. We had meetings amongst ourselves, and you know, we were
hushed tones.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't. It was just. We felt very much a minority.
And,
still a minority, but at least I think we're a much more vocal one at this point. There was also the things we were talking about earlier about the ICE checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
You said, down in the southern borders. Well, actually, Rochester, New York has an ICE checkpoint.
Yes, I did acknowledge there were a few of them on the northern area border situation. I don't think there's as many.
And I have been on bus rides from here out to the Midwest. One of them, actually, I got went out and saw Brian Wright. I don't know if you remember him. He wrote the New Hampshire Chronicles. He's still in Michigan, but he's getting himself ready to move out here.
Well, you know,
he has taken an address here. But the other thing that's happening is that, you know, on buses, they stop the bus in Rochester at the station there.
Mm-hmm.
And an ICE guy comes wandering on and is, through the bus asking, you know, what's your citizenship?
What's your citizenship? That's some scary stuff. Dan, I'm glad you shared it with us, and I thank you for the call tonight, sir. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. As we continue, Adam is in New York. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Adam?
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, I called in because I just want to give a little background. I'm a Free Talk Live listener. I listen to the podcast. I've been listening for a little over 2 years now.
Excellent.
About a year ago, I guess I decided to become an amplifier because I thought it might be a good idea. I figured you provide me 18 hours of entertainment a week. I may as well shell out a few dollars.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Big deal. And then a few months ago, after I sort of secured my job here in New York City, I make a pretty decent living. I decided to up the ante a little bit, and right now I donate about $25 a month to the show, and I think that's great, and it's nothing I regret at all. And
this is the Adam that bought us dinner when we went to New York City, right?
That would be me.
Okay, excellent.
I'm a huge fan of the show, and I'm a Free State Project member. A couple years from now, I'll be heading up to New Hampshire.
Great.
But what I called to talk about is seeing what Ian and Mark did a few weeks ago with the St. Jude's Children's Hospital donation, getting people to sign up for the Free State Project.
Yeah, tremendous. Tremendous.
I thought that was great. And seeing the results, is, you know, you guys talking about the rate of sign-ups increasing pretty dramatically when people saw that not only their money, but someone else's money was going towards the cause. It adds a little incentive there.
Yeah,
so I thought, I'm going to take that and translate it over to the Free Talk Live amplifier program.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, I already amplify, but I and every few weeks I check back, I check the little graphic on your website of how many signups you have and everything, and it steadily goes up. I'd like to see it go up a little faster, though. So what I decided to do was sort of do what you guys did a few weeks ago and say that I'm going to match any new signups. I decided on a window of about a week. I think that's a pretty reasonable thing.
What? I think you're crazy, personally. I think you're absolutely insane.
You know, I've got the extra money. I can't move right now, but
it's just money, right? When you've got extra money, it's just money.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know, and it's sitting in the bank, and we all know that dollar bills in the bank aren't going anywhere.
Let me see if I'm understanding you correctly. What you're saying is people are going to the people that amp within the next week, are we starting it tonight?
I'd say we'll start tonight, let's say midnight.
Okay. So the people that amp, up until the end of the next Monday? Is that
people who sign new amplifiers signing up for the program?
New amplifiers between now and
next
Monday.
Don't you do amplifiers on Friday?
I do process them on Friday, yes.
Maybe
this whole week. Maybe we should just do this week.
Maybe you should run until Friday.
Yeah, that would make the most sense. So how about that? Let's just make it 5 days, because I don't want to really hurt you. They are going to come out of the woodwork on you, and here's my concern. Let me make sure I'm clear on this. You're going to match the total amount on a one-time basis. You're not going to, sign up as a new... Let's say we get $100 in brand-new contributions this week. You're not going to sign up as a $100 amplifier, right? You're just going to send me, a one-time $100 contribution.
No, I'm going to sign up and donate per month what everyone within the next 5 days decides to give per month.
Yeah. Yep, certified.
I want to see more money going to Free Talk Live, and I want to see this message get out to more people.
Now, wait, okay, here's another question. Wow. What about people that cancel their amps this week? Can we take off a few bucks for the people that cancel? Because every week there's somebody that cancels, the budget gets really tight, they have to cut something, they cut amp. So that stuff does happen. So should we knock that amount off, or are you only going to accept the people signing up?
I think that's pretty accurate. He was going to look at the total, and if the total went down, then that would have been...
I'm not going to decrease the amount that I'm giving as a result of whatever happens this week.
Don't worry.
I was going to say, I want to have Ian come up with a total for new signups. Let's be optimistic here. Let's ignore anyone who takes away. I don't want to encourage any negative activity here.
I'm trying to give you outs here. I'm trying to give you opportunities to save a few bucks because I have no idea what to expect out of this.
This is a pretty wild
thing. I don't either, but I know there's a lot, there's a lot of listeners out there listening on the internet, listening some 6 days a week to the complete show, and maybe they're on the fence. They don't want to amplify. It's only $3. What am I going to do? Well, it's up to $6 now. Your $3 is giving $6 to the show.
So Adam in New York is going to match every single dollar contributed within this week's period of time. So if you sign up for AMP this week, Adam is going to match that as the week is over. And hopefully you'll call us back at the end of the week and we can talk about what the results have been. Dollar for dollar. You're matching dollar for dollar every single person that AMPs.
Dollar for dollar. I'm serious about this.
Adam, you are amazing.
You are incredible, and
really
I hope
dedicated.
This doesn't really bankrupt you. I don't know what to expect, so we'll find out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the offer, and we'll look forward to talking to you at the end of the week, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Have a great night. Wow. That's a man who's putting his money where his mouth is.
Wow.
Well, if you believe it, you believe it, right?
I'll tell you more about the AMP program here in a bit. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features do include the AMP programs we were just discussing with Adam a few moments ago. The AMP program is a great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's the idea. You send in $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more stations, bringing new ears to this program. And because of Adam in New York City this week, if you pledge $3 with AMP, Adam's going to bring up an extra $3 and throw that into the pot. So pretty awesome.
Talk about spreading the word. You know, we were talking during the break about how you guys appeal to so many people to spread the news about freedom. Younger people particularly are attracted to your show, and it's such a great thing to think that a guy like Adam down in New York can leverage some of what he does in a way that maybe he couldn't do down in the political world down in New York.
Oh, no way in hell. What would $3 do? Oh, I mean, it's going to be more than $3 for him, but what would a few bucks do in the political scene down there? Not a damn thing. Be a drop in the bucket, but for us, it can help us leverage and get this message elsewhere. So if you've been waiting for a reason to amp the show, I think Adam is he's got a really persuasive reason to get on board now. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and don't forget the other reasons to do it. You get access to perks like the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, more. There's all the details there. Get signed up. Any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. And you know this whole AMP, Adam calling in with his idea about this? It's another great example of the synergy and the brainstorming that can result. We were talking about this earlier in the hour.
Right.
When you get these like-minded people together in the same place, you know, Mark, you'd come up with the idea originally of pledging, having matching pledges going to, when the people sign up for the Free State Project, we would send money to the cancer kids at St. Jude Hospital. I'm sure you got that idea elsewhere, the old idea of just matching contributions, but the fact that we put that out there on the air encouraged Adam to come up with his own sort of twist on the idea, and now he's thrown that out there. I mean, it's just yet another example of how one thought leads to another thought leads to another thought, and one idea leads to another idea, and again, when you're in a close proximity, and here it's on the air, but in New Hampshire it's in reality, when you're in close proximity with other like-minded people, wonderful ideas that you never would have been able to think of on your own all of a sudden just start bubbling to the top.
Especially
it's
with a program like the one that you do and Mark does together with you, Ian. You guys are a great team, and to think that you can take what people pledge to promote the show so that the ideas that people hear on the show can be heard on other, new radio stations around the country. And I know, you know, I know from personal fact, having sat in with Julia when you guys are off on trips to try to promote the show, that's what you do. You promote the show. You work hard. It's nose to the grindstone. That's what you do. And it's all not just for your careers, but you have a philosophical and ideological reason behind this.
Right. Well, if this was about a career, then we wouldn't be here because the career, this career didn't pay anything for 4 years.
Sure. Well, if it was, if it was about a career, we would have either been at least one syndicate, if not more than one, sniffing around, wanting to take the new guys on and that kind of thing. And we would have moved to New York City or L.A.
And you wouldn't
have
had control.
Right.
That's true.
And we would have been turned over to likely a program director that would have said, Ian, you're nuts, and we're not doing it your way, which I've said many times. However, he doesn't listen to me.
Yeah.
He would listen to his boss if he was getting paid $250,000 a year or going to get fired and then have to, you know, rebuild Free Talk Live. So
I wouldn't even listen to Julia if she said that.
Well, I know.
Right. They'd be like, guys, we could get advertising from such and such campaign. Just tone it down a little.
You know, one of the things when we went and actually met with Adam, who called a few moments ago in New York City, he was so nice to reach out to us, say, hey, I heard you're coming. I would love to take you out to dinner. And so, well, of course, you can buy me dinner. Great.
Yeah, sure.
There's Mr. Cheapskate.
And it was a good time, good conversation. And but the reason we were there was because the AMP program sent us there. We went because the AMP program pays for us to go to these radio conventions. And the radio convention that I think is the best, because we've actually cut one out. We used to go to two per year. Mm. Now we're only going to go to...
Yeah, we're big time now. We don't have to go to both of them and kiss shoes.
Well, the one was just so bad. We talked about why it was so bad. It was just all politics, and it really wasn't about the industry or anything like that. But so we went to Talkers. It's Talkers Magazine. It's the biggest media publication in the talk radio industry, probably the only one.
Yeah.
And they have a yearly thing in New York City called the New Media Seminar that was a third one, Mark?
Yeah.
That we went to? It was only our third one, and Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers, had already invited me to appear on one of the panels there, so it was a really big appearance for Free Talk Live this year, which was great. But most importantly, being at these things, it's wonderful for us because it puts a face in front of these program directors. Yeah, they've been seeing our ads and Talkers over the years, so they've seen us. They know who we are. They know that we're big enough to be able to advertise next to the big dogs like the Neil Bortz's and these other major syndicated hosts.
Yeah.
And so they know we're up to that level, but actually getting in front of them in person, that it just makes a difference. And you make
absolutely
connections with people.
You know, any salesperson is going to tell you that face-to-face selling is going to be more effective than over-the-phone selling, which is more effective.
But it's not like we're there hard selling anybody.
We're not selling in the sense
of
sign here.
Yeah, we're just meeting people. We're just being real people, and we're there just to say hi and to meet the people that are interested in meeting us. And so one of the people that I met there...
Everything in life is selling, my friend.
This is true. You're always selling yourself. That's true. By the way, I meant selling as in you were trying to get a contract signed. I don't have any contracts with me at these shows because I know better than that. Anyway, there was one guy that I met at, I think it was even the last party that they had, right before we were leaving, long-haired dude from a radio station in Virginia, and I'm not going to announce which one it is at this point, but I've got a signed agreement from the guy now.
Oh.
And if I hadn't have met him at the Talkers convention, this radio station would not be on board with us at this point.
We got a seven station group out of the
last
one
last year.
Yes,
that's great.
Essentially, it took a while to make it happen. But
this took a while too. I mean, here it is September, and I guess the seven station group took longer. And these things do take time. But what I'm pointing out to the listeners is this AMP money really does help us out, because if it weren't for AMP, I really wouldn't be able to afford to go to these conventions. And then we wouldn't get as many radio affiliates, and then the growth would be a lot slower. And so really the number one reason why we're going to have a brand new AM/FM simulcast coming on starting Saturday night, hopefully we'll be able to announce them then, is because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So it's because of those of you out there listening to this program, sending that $3 a month in, that we're getting on these stations, period. There's another station I talked to today in Louisiana that's looking at picking us up six nights a week. And I had a real honest conversation with a guy down there. He said, look, we're in the Bible Belt. You know, I'm really concerned about your show here. I don't know if you're going to be offending people. I said, I had to be honest with you. You know, there's a chance people are going to be offended by Free Talk Live. We sort of went through some of the things we've talked about. And I told him that if we're talking about sexual issues, we're not pandering to the lowest common denominator. We're talking about it on an issues basis. We're not talking, you know, we're not playing dirty kind of skits or anything like that.
You're not bringing in strippers with
it's not the morning zoo rock show.
No,
it's not that kind of show.
You're right.
So, well, if this guy says yes and he comes on board, then one of the reasons why he's coming on board is because we're going to send him a satellite receiver. That's a $2,000 satellite receiver. Yeah. I can't afford that. I don't have enough money for that, but the AMP program does.
That'll help.
And so, again, this next station, if they come on board, or rather when they come on board, will be on board because of the amplifiers, because otherwise we just wouldn't be able to afford it. Thank you to everybody that amps this program.
Yeah, and remember what you just heard from New York. And, boy, and if you come on board now, it'll be matched.
Yep. All right, so we go to...
I just have to say, watching you guys, I come from a local radio station here that just finished my show a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to be trying to send my stuff around searching for something. But watching the way you guys can make connections with everybody in this way really is terrific. I'm starting to see a taste of that over on our website myself. We were talking about it off the air. And for people who do contribute, if you haven't contributed yet to the AMP program, you really do. It's a totally different atmosphere once you become an amper, and you get to know people personally. It's a really cool thing, and you're all ideologically saying to yourselves, wow, I've got kindred spirits here, and I'm even closer now. It's awesome, and I felt a bit of that over on our website.
You know, that contribution word it just rubs me the wrong way. Yes, somebody who goes from $3 a month as an amplifier to $5 a month is contributing because they're essentially getting the same thing for more money.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who's amplifying at $3 a month,
you get the word silver next to your name on the BBS, and you get to add it to the silver category on the list of amplifiers.
They're contributing. whereas the person who's starting amping at $3 a month is essentially doing the right thing. If you're listening to the show 18 hours a week and you've been doing that for a year and you believe in the message of liberty and you're not amplifying, it's because you're lazy. It's because you haven't stepped up. It's not the $3.
And you do get good perks.
The perks are good,
so it's not really like
even
a
if you don't use the perks. I mean, I probably would never memorize the number if it was given to me. I'd probably call in on the old call-in line. If I were doing all these things, I just wouldn't take the effort to go, oh, boy, the BBS, the amplifier forum, the chat room. I get to watch, the video, the cam, I get to watch two guys talking on microphones. None of those things would matter to me. But to me, if you aren't doing it, you haven't taken the time.
Thanks for going on with that, Mark. Now Lynn has to wait through to hour number three. We're going to come back with Lynn, who's waiting patiently in Colorado. Also, Bill and Terry have been hanging on. We're going to get to you guys here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Normally, we don't do the AMP infomercial during the radio program, but more on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour three coming up.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.